Europe.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a natural path or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
When vitamin C and Congress is attacked. This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, follow-up to last hour, we talked about the attacks on Dr. Andrew Wakefield. First show pretty much in the nation that he came to. After the attacks have gone worldwide, gone global against the author of Callous Disregard for his acknowledgement, his findings in the studies that the vaccine MMR was causing gut damage, resulting in all kinds of aberrant autism spectrum type disorders. And they claim it's fraud. No, the fraud is big pharma. The fraud is big government. The fraud is big media. Whereas the truth and the facts come out here on the humble, little, lovable Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being a part of it. And I want to acknowledge all of you out there tuning in every week because of your love of liberty, your love of health freedom. This is what is overwhelming the powers that want to see you and I limited to a small little plot of maybe not even land, certainly none that we could grow on with the passage of the Food Safety Modernization Act. For which, by the way, I've got to give you some updates on that now that the FSMA has passed and signed into law by Obama. Is it time to leave for greener pastures elsewhere? Or do we dig deeper to find better soil right here where we are right now? And does the FDA even know what is in the Food Safety Modernization Act language? Oh, my gosh. You're going to hear something right from Hamburg herself in that regard. I want to acknowledge, too, if you'd like to be a part of the program this hour, I didn't have time for calls last hour, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, as we talk about the attack on vitamin C and doctors administering it intravenously. You know, I've talked about C, and I am not a proponent, per se, of the form of C, because I'm a whole food guy, but I've also defended equally vociferously the doctors who utilize intravenous therapy with C and other things, because it genuinely does help. It helps people out of the chemotherapy of modern medicine to vitamin C therapy, which is a heck of a lot better. And moving us all back to whole foods, hopefully. That's the intent and the idea. How outrageous of me. Robert, what are you talking whole foods? Oh, no, you can't do that. Yes, I can. Yes, I can! We talked about the overscanning of children briefly last hour, the ionizing radiation, countering it with whole foods. I want to mention selenium, selenium present in the Super C Veg, but also the whole food selenium that you could get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And you know about him, 866-424-1077, very simply. And, of course, acknowledge the horrific attack on the congressional member out of Arizona, as well as the many people that have lost their lives at that event. And I wanted to acknowledge as well the desperation and the things that have happened throughout history when people feel oppressed and disenfranchised. And don't you dare call or say Robert Scott Bell is sympathizing with the, you know, the perpetrator. That is not at all, any more than when we acknowledge that our actions have consequences, that people might take up arms against us. It does not relinquish those who take up arms against us of their responsibility in doing so, whether they be terrorists or otherwise. But the understanding simply of motivation of people that have been disenfranchised and removed, oppressed, removed from power throughout history, what happens? Governments are overthrown. It's what happens. The French Revolution. My goodness, this is just what happens. And, of course, what we're going to see out of this event is that they will try and link this gunman to, let's say, anti-government groups, people who acknowledge the Constitution. Will they try and smear the 10th Amendment Center? And God bless the 10th Amendment Center, because it is nonviolent. It acknowledges our power simply by refusing to obey unconstitutional, I hesitate to say laws, things that are passed that are clearly unconstitutional in violation of the rights of states and the people. And simply by nullifying it, by saying, nope, we're not following that. It is the ultimate state of, somebody would say, civil disobedience. We talked about planting gardens last week with Mike Adams and Liam Sheff. Liam will join me as well to talk about this vitamin C controversy, the attack on vitamin C. But the civil disobedience that it is now to plant backyard gardens, to provide food for yourself, your family, your neighbors, your community, which, of course, is a great state of empowerment. A great state of empowerment when you can provide that for yourself. No longer are you disconnected. Disconnected. And, of course, they will try and connect this shooter to the Tea Party. They're going to say, it's the Tea Party. We're going to have to outlaw the Tea Party. And Obama now wants to give it a digital signature, a social security number, a 666 number to every internet access, so that there is no more freedom, because they must protect the regime at all costs. And so they will smear acts of violence and basically smear groups by association simply because somebody says they want money that is backed by gold or silver. Suddenly now they're a threat to the regime. When Congress abrogated its authority by passing the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, that basically robbed the value of money, stole the hard work out from under your grandparents, your parents, and you, and your kids, and your grandkids, enslaving them to a debt that can never, clearly, never be repaid unless they debase the currency through inflation and make the money worth so little that it is inconsequential, therefore enslaving people to a legal tender, which is slavery. And we had a recent transference of power, as they say, in the House of Representatives. Pelosi passes the gavel to Boehner. Did Boehner cry again? I don't know. Maybe. He'll cry again, I'm sure. But Pelosi, oh my gosh, what she said, we've got to hear this to believe it. Go ahead, Nancy Pelosi.
When I was first elected Speaker, I called the House to order on behalf of America's children. And now, as I prepare to hand the gavel over to Speaker Boehner, I know one thing above all else. Thanks to you, we have stood with those children and for their families, for their health, their education, the safety of the air they breathe, the water they drink, and the food they eat.
And the fluoride that they still put in the water, Nancy Pelosi, and the mercury that they still mandate or allow, at least, in the silver amalgam dental fillings of the American Dental Association. And the food that is genetically modified, Nancy Pelosi. Yes, you stood with the people. And the food that is laden with pesticides. And the soil that is corrupted with heavy metals and toxins. And the enabling of the polluters via the Environmental Protection Agency, Nancy Pelosi. And the indoctrination of the education you say that you think is so great. And the health care system that is now mandated under Obamacare that everybody must become a minion, a follower, an acceptor of the toxic poisons of Big Pharma, including the vaccines that we talk about causing abject destruction of the gut and the autism spectrum diseases. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, you've stood so well for all of those things. We are not sad to see you go. And I know it is your hope that this will swing back to the Democrats in 2 years if the Republicans abandon whatever principle they claim to have left. Will those new people come back to their senses and restore integrity to this country? No, don't expect it. Only you can restore integrity by what you do, based upon what you believe. If you have the conviction of your beliefs, you will live differently and you will stop asking for permission where none is required. Let me ask you, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is it required that you ask permission of your doctor, like he's your mommy or daddy, of Pelosi, of your government, or even John Boehner, now that he's Speaker of the House, to heal your children by means unapproved by the FDA? It is your opinion, is it? I'm asking, that doctors would have to ask permission to administer vitamin C intravenously when they see a serious problem that they feel, based on their experience, could be handled thusly. And yet the FDA says, no, 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 we can't have that. You doctors are leaving the corral, the electrified fence of Big Pharma. We cannot have that anymore. We must put a stop to this. You're leaving beyond the borders of the pharmaceutically controlled government industrial complex, and that cannot be allowed. And therefore, we see acts of violence like we just witnessed out of Tucson, Arizona. Do I have to say I am not condoning the violence? How many times am I talking about pushing a non-violent agenda, if it is at all possible? Yet, we must acknowledge throughout human history, when people are oppressed and all redress of grievances are ignored, what is left but to take up arms? Why is it that the Founding Fathers made a Second Amendment and acknowledged that the right to keep and bear arms was one that shall not be infringed because it was the last bastion to prevent the government from a totalitarian takeover, a destruction, an engulf and devouring of whatever liberty is left? It is not to condone to understand the motives of anyone in a criminal act. It is not to condone to understand, but if you do not even attempt to understand, you will condone by your tacit participation in your ignorance that more of these violent events will occur, and it will be on you because you did nothing to stand up and change things nonviolently while you still had the opportunity. Please join us at the 10th Amendment Center Nullify Now event in Phoenix and everywhere else that is happening in 2011. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. Say thanks to my sponsors, Liam Sheff, and we're talking about the attacks on vitamin C when we come back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, thank you for helping me rock the health world right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you can link to all the things we've done, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We had him on last hour, in case you missed it. The attacks on Wakefield have escalated as more and more of you are not being obedient to Big Pharma. That's right, you're acknowledging that synthetic, toxic pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines may not be the answer for all that ails us. In fact, maybe the cause of all that ails us. And they can't have that, so they attack the messenger, they attack the doctor, and they claim he's the only guy. No, there are hundreds, there are thousands, there are events happening all over the world of doctors coming out rebelling against their masters, and not a moment too soon. And, of course, we've got more information on that. And then we've got the so-called masters of FDA, Margaret Peggy Hamburg, heading off the FDA. And there was a press conference just this week, in fact. There was a reporter from the Boston Globe asking Hamburg about the Food Safety Modernization Act and what was in it. Do you think that Peggy Hamburg even knew that? We're going to find out right now.
Hi, Commissioner Hamburg. I was just wondering what steps the agency has taken to meet the six-month deadline for new dietary ingredient guidance, and what do you think the significance of that will be?
Well, we have been working on that. That's not part of the food safety bill, is it?
It's given to 6 months, yeah.
Is that?
6 months deadline, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm being informed by Taylor, the deputy commissioner for foods here at FDA, and maybe I'll just turn it over to him because I know we've been working on that, but I actually didn't think it was part of the food safety bill.
Peggy Margaret Hamburg doesn't even know what's in the bill, the head of the FDA. You see the level of incompetence. And this is what is ruling our food supply. Actually, that's what's ruining our food supply. There's another clip we may get to that is equally shocking about the need for the FSMA at all. Right from Peggy Hamburg, the head of FDA. We're going to hear that in a moment. But the attacks continue. And right now they're continuing on not vitamin C and the doctors who use them, but on those that are attacking the doctors that use them. And that is my good friend, Liam Sheff, to help me cover this this important news story here. Well, Liam, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is a pleasure to be on.
It's not too shocking to you that Peggy Hamburg didn't even know what was in the bill.
No, the rationale, as you know, as you have it from former Speaker Pelosi, God knows how that ever happened, but as you know from former Speaker Pelosi, you got to pass the bill in order to read it.
Yeah, and even from the so-called agencies entrusted with following the orders, or actually writing them, as Jonathan Ebord calls them, the bureaucratic oligarchy, the real danger to freedom. And now that oligarchy is attacking intravenous vitamin C and the doctors that use it.
Yeah, the FDA put out a warrant or a warning against the company that produces intravenous drip vitamins. Now, vitamin C, as everybody knows, is a non-toxic. You can take as much as you want. We're recommended to have it. The FDA recommends that we have essentially a little dust between our fingers, amount 60-70 milligrams. What they're not telling you is what they're doing by limiting vitamin C is they're killing people. They're killing millions of people. Vitamin C is necessary for your body's existence. You process amino acids, proline, lysine with vitamin C to make your body. I can't be any more succinct than that. You are made because you have ascorbic acid. You have to take it in from the outside. You can't produce it in your body. So when the FDA starts to limit what essentially small sort of homegrown pharma groups who want to make drip vitamin C, when they say you can't do this anymore, what they're telling you is we're going to kill you. If you have cancer and you don't want to be put under the knife or you don't want to be burned with radioactive material, we're going to kill you. You can no longer go to these people and have a drip of IV vitamin C, which, Robert, you know, and I know because we read it, but the American public is kept in the dark. Clinical trials approved through their method, their ridiculous methods of approving these through their hierarchy. They have now come 40 years after Pauling, Linus Pauling, and understood that you can reverse hormonal cancers, that you can reverse many cancers with high-dose intravenous vitamin C, green tea extract, lysine, and proline. They know this. I'll say that one more time, and then I'll be quiet. They know that you can reverse most cancers with high-dose intravenous vitamin C because they understand the clinical mechanism. It rebuilds the collagen. It suppresses the cancer, and the lysine gets in the way of the collagen-eating enzymes produced by the cancer. They know it, and they're terrified. So they're going after everybody in America because we all know somebody who's had cancer. They're putting a gun to our head. This is the FDA.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. When we talked about, and I talked about in my monologue this hour, about the breeding of violence through oppression, government oppression. And what do you expect would occur when people feel they have no nonviolent means by which to petition for redress of grievances and have them actually heard, much less acted upon appropriately? And the war on cancer, going back to Nixon all the way up to today, is not a war on cancer. It's the war on the freedom to heal from cancer by any means not approved by government. Whether your doctor utilizes it or a non-doctor alike, that's a fundamental human freedom that is basically disacknowledged, disavowed, and destroyed by Hamburg and the FDA and the Pelosi's of the world who wouldn't know healing if it slapped them in the face with a gavel.
Now you or I would never advocate violence, and I will not advocate violence, but I will advocate very active resistance to this FDA notion, and I want to encourage all pharmacies producing this to keep producing it and to protest and to get to make announcements in their newspapers that they're being shut down by a criminal FDA. I don't have this brings out the strongest language in me, and when I study World War II and I study what was done in the name, you know. What was done in World War II to the populations of Europe, you and I know, because we read the history, it was done in the name of medical science.
Yep.
They stood up doctors and scientists, and they said, what we're doing is scientific. It's eugenic. It's cleansing. We're getting rid of the viruses in Europe. The viruses are contained in certain people, and they got rid of them. They didn't tell everybody exactly what they were doing, but they stood up and they said, we're doctors and scientists. Just trust us. You don't have our expertise. You can't read the Latin names of diseases. Go back to work. Build the munitions. We're at war. Don't worry about the details. We know how that ended up. I don't have stronger language for what they're doing. To restrict the use of high-dose intravenous vitamin C is to kill people. It's not subtle. It's not a small thing. It is to murder people.
Well, it is the behavior that they've exhibited for a long time. And, again, I go back to the foundations of the American Republic, and they recognized the great danger was empowering government bureaucrats with the ability to make rules, basically limiting the freedom of the people. And this is what we're witnessing in our lifetime here. And now there is the blowback that is occurring. And, you know, you're going to see these lone so-called nuts, whatever they are, acting because they feel, I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I don't know anything about the guy personally. But they're going to try and smear anybody who believes in liberty in a way we're talking, Liam, nonviolently. And, of course, if they remove all nonviolent means of, you know, to petition redress of grievances, then what is left? What does human nature do throughout history? I don't want to see that happen. I got kids. And, you know, this is why we got to work towards the positive ways to make this occur by removing the energy that is used to enslave us.
100% agreed. We got to stand up and make this a public outcry and protest, and it cannot stop until we're allowed to take care of ourselves without their permission.
Well, we're going to do more of that when we come back from this break. Liam Sheff is still my guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link through to all the wonderful things we're talking about today and tomorrow and yesterday. Rock the health world with me. I'll be right back.
On air. Online and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, welcome back to the Roberts Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff continues with me. I want to acknowledge Leanne up there in Alaska listening in. I appreciate all my loyal listeners up there. I really do. And she writes this. I can attest. Leanne says this. I can attest that the high-dose vitamin C drips work. I had 2 drips of vitamin C and B12 when I had recurrent retroperitoneal abscess, as she wrote. So, again, more evidence that what works is being attacked by the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the minions who do its bidding, and that includes and especially the federal Death Administration, the FDA. And having said that, we've got more from the Boston Globe reporter. She was asking Maggie Hamburg about the recall. Why was the Food Safety Modernization Act even necessary? Let's hear it now.
Just curious, is there an instance that you can think of, a recent instance, where the FDA wanted to have a recall and food industry sort of shut it down?
Yeah, Maggie,
where you
tell
weren't
us.
Able to convince the particular manufacturer to recall their product?
Well, I'm happy to report that in almost all cases, industry works very well with us. They are eager to protect the health and safety of
consumers. They're scared of you.
They also are eager to protect their brand name. But there have been instances where there have been delays in terms of working
delays
with industry to get them to the point where they will accept a mandatory recall.
Oh, to get them to the point. Hold on. Stop that audio. Stop that. She goes on to say basically then we work with the states and they shut it down. And there's no reason for this $1.5 billion to start monstrosity. And they acknowledge, oh, no, well, we're really not having any problems. So why do you need to pass the bill? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. And Liam, again, more evidence that they will never have enough power. They just want more and more and more to basically create a culture of death that it's been happening for a long time now.
We have to stand up en masse. We cannot pretend that this is not happening anymore. With them going after vitamin C in the small text, that's next. You know, Europe has been going crazy for a long time with their Codex Alimentarius. In other words, we tell you what you're allowed to eat, what you're allowed to grow in your backyard. If you claim you can use it medicinally, we may own the patent to it. This is enough. It's enough. When they go after vitamin C, they're going after the glue that makes your body not have scurvy, not bleed out of your eyeballs. They're not kidding around anymore. This isn't small. This is not, by the way, vitamin C, very effective in treating and stopping and reversing many cancers. They don't want you to know that. The cancer industry, by the way, very ineffective in stopping or reversing any cancers, very effective in killing people. Whenever I hear somebody died of cancer, I go, oh, they died on chemotherapy. Because the number, I would like to wager a bet, anybody can do the research, that the number of deaths before the modern chemotherapy age of cancer was much smaller than the number now. I would wager a further bet that if you stopped all current chemotherapy treatments and pre-screenings, the number of cancer deaths in this country would not go up. I think it would go down. I think that we poison people very quickly. I mean, even if you just let them go a natural course of the disease, I'm not advocating that. I think there are better treatments out there. But I'm saying what we do is we burn, we cut, we put radioactive pellets inside of people.
Yeah.
Ralph Moss wrote about it, 10, 15, 20 years ago he said it was crazy. It's crazier now.
Well, the insanity is becoming more, pronounced. Case in point, like last hour, we talked about the vaccine issue with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the fact that parents are no longer believing the authority figures and they're believing Wakefield no matter how much they're attacking him.
You know, what Wakefield is doing, what the very brave and honorable Dr. Wakefield, among with the thousands of doctors whose names we're not hearing because they weren't so prominent, is reporting on what chemists have known since the time of the Greeks. You know, Hippocrates wrote that people exposed to quicksilver, which was mercury, got very, very sick. Paralysis has been known in people exposed to heavy metals, lead, poisons, arsenic, mercury, phosphorus, since time immemorial. You don't have to work hard to find this in the literature. What do they put in vaccines? Heavy metals, mercury.
And more. Liam Sheff, grateful that you would join me. LiamSheff.com. I have links to him at RobertScottBell.com. When we come back, Stuart Toft is going to join us. We're going to cover the three most important, largest studies ever conducted on the right kind of EPA, DHA, essential fats, omega-3s that you all need, we all need to be healthy, happy, intelligent, and all of that good stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. It's time once again to rock the health world with my dear friend Stuart Tomk, who's here for the Essential Fat Update, brought to you by Nordic Naturals. This is what my family has grown up on. My kids are Nordic kids, and I hope yours will be too. Stuart, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's good to be with you, Robert.
Hey, man. Listen, people always ask me how much fish oil, how much essential fats, how much EPA, DHA do I really need? Is it enough to take a capsule a day? And, of course, supporting whatever we say with real science, and you're the man to do that.
Well, I wanted to dissect the three largest trials on fish oil. I was at the big fatty acid conference over the summer in Holland, and I was speaking to one of the leading experts on fish oil chemistry in the world, and he publishes in the journal Circulation, and we had a fun little banter, and he looked at me and he said, Stuart, you really do understand this stuff, but I'm going to give you a bit of advice. Stop looking at the rat studies and the gene expression studies and all this complicated chemistry that you're so interested in.
Yes, you
right?
Yes.
He said, I want you to just study the trials where fish oil lowered the percentage of death, where the end point was, did you live or die? Forget any biomarkers. I'm not saying that they're bad. Right?
Yeah, well, I like the reduction of death. That's a good one.
And I thought, okay, great. So I went back to reacquaint myself. There are three huge human trials. The first one was called the DART trial. That was the first double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human study. It had over 2,000 participants. It was conducted in England, and they found a 29% reduction in two-year all-cause mortality among men that followed a high fish intake diet. So the more fish oil, the more fish they ate, the more EPA and DHA in the tissue, the greater the reduction in risk. And then there's more. The big Italian trial, we call it the GISSI Prevenzioni trial. The patients took 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA every single day. Remember, this was in Italy, Robert, where their background diet, they have more omega-3 and less omega-6 and lower trans fatty acids throughout the Mediterranean region, correct?
Correct. I mean, very famous, the Mediterranean diets. Everybody's trying to adopt and follow it here, and maybe they're not getting it right because they don't have the right quantity of the DHA and EPA.
But going into the study, if you're starting with Italians, they have a lower level of omega-6 and a higher level of omega-3 to begin with. They still needed 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day for a risk reduction of 45%.
Wow.
We're talking a 45% risk reduction for sudden death. Now, the reason that this is such a big deal is there's not another supplement out there that you and I can point to that shows a risk reduction of almost 50% if you take 850 milligrams. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you know, when I'm talking about an investment in your health that pays dividends, those that understand the economic nutrition we talk here, too, you'll see how important this is.
Now, there's another one. There's the Japanese study. We call it the JELIS trial, the Japanese EPA lipid intervention study. And here it was quite interesting. They eat more fish in Japan than anywhere in the world, so they get more DHA and more arachidonic acid, and they don't eat a lot of omega-6 in Japan. They don't eat all the vegetable oils. We do, right?
Yep.
So they gave the patients 1,800 milligrams of just EPA because they were already getting tons of DHA in the fish that they eat. They showed a relative risk reduction of major coronary events by 20%. So that's why I am always teaching when I'm lecturing around the country, look at the biggest trials. The DART trial, the biggest risk reduction was for the men that had the highest percentage in their tissue. The Italian study, 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined, and they already had more omega-3 in their tissues. The Japan EPA lipid intervention study, 1,800 milligrams of EPA in addition to their Japanese diet. So what does this mean to your to you as the listener?
Yeah, I was thinking for the American, the average American who doesn't eat the way these other groups do, we need to know how much would be beneficial for the standard American.
There are two things you can do. Number one, write this list down. Corn oil, sunflower, safflower, and cottonseed oil. Throw it away today. If you use any of those oils, they're 259 parts omega-6 to one part omega-3. So I don't care how much fish oil you take. If you're bathing in that stuff, you're not going to get enough into your tissues. Does that make sense, Robert?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you can run your car on that stuff, fine, but don't be eating it. You've got enough.
Don't eat it. Okay? So that's it. So throw that stuff away. Take a minimum of 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined every single day and eat more fish. So I want you looking at the back of the Nordic Naturals label, you'll see something like the Ultimate Omega.
Yes.
Two capsules will give you 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Remember, that's minimum, Robert.
We're doing it, Stuart. That is Stuart Tonk with the Essential Fat Update. Thank you to Nordic Naturals for helping us out here. You can get it at your favorite health food retailer, including Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. We'll have more of these updates in the future. We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Thanks, Stuart.
My pleasure.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Should I talk about the other vitamin C as well as we wrap up this week's show? Yes, the Constitution. That's the other vitamin C. And it has been under assault almost from the day it was written, as we know. And even more so in the theater of the absurd, the things that happened in Congress recently this week. I want to acknowledge before we go to that, though, the great sponsors, supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, including my good friend Scott Kennedy at Pharmacy, F-A-R-M-A-S-E-A, Super C Veg. You know, the things I talk about, I take, I eat, my family does. And, of course, when I talked about the gut damage to vaccines with Dr. Wakefield, we didn't get a chance to talk about the remedies. But one of those things that we use here in the family is the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus that we all get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Don't forget that, the good gut ecology, the necessity of restoring it. And even prior to that, if need be, and I'm lecturing on this in many places around the country, including the Health Freedom Expo in the year 2011, the gut issues, the gut degradation diseases, I'll be talking about how to restore them with utilizing silver hydrosol and aloe vera. And a really powerful protocol. We'll talk more about that, as well as the probiotics are a part of that. But restoring gut integrity and health and healing integrity and vitamin C, the Constitution. Did you hear about this? They were going to read it, and they did, on the floor of the House. And it shouldn't have been controversial, but Representative Inslee wanted to be sure that it was done just right. Let's run that clip.
So I guess the question is, I take it that the – since we've not had discussion about which language to read or not, that this is not intended to create any statement of congressional intent about the language, but rather to do our best to have a moment of comity to read the language as best as we can ascertain it. Is that correct?
I think the gentleman has stated that very well.
Thank you, and I very much appreciate your leadership in bringing this to our attention today. Thank you, Brett.
Gentleman from Virginia.
What? They wanted comedy or comedy? It's not binding, right? Remember the Ezra Klein, the blogger, last week said, oh, the Constitution's not binding. Here you have in the House floor, they're arguing that, well, just because we're reading it doesn't mean we have to pay attention to it. And even, you know, they were going on how they're going to read it, why they're going to read it. And then when it took place, did you notice on C-SPAN, it was empty? Where were all the congressional Democrats? And even where were the Republicans? Couldn't they take a lousy 90 minutes? Little 90 minutes out of their busy day to acknowledge the founding document. And then and Boehner and Cantor, two of the high leaders of the Republicans there, they were having a press conference on Obamacare while they were reading the Constitution. Couldn't they have waited just a little while before they did that? I mean, you think that if this was a big deal, they were going to read it, you'd actually be there, show up, and hear it, maybe for the first time. And then you wonder if it was all another performance, which is why, you know, as I say, do not put your faith in political parties. We talk about individual liberty, and we want to look at the individuals in Congress. Are they going to pay lip service to the Constitution once again?
Are they going to call not only for repeal of Obamacare, but just about everything else that is unconstitutional, that is driving the nation beyond bankruptcy? Beyond bankruptcy. And, of course, we talk here on the Robert Scott Bell Show also about the nutritional bankruptcy of the country. We have the Fear and Death Administration attacking doctors and patients alike who simply want to utilize natural substances and even semi-natural substances in ways unapproved by the bureaucratic oligarchy. And in America, we're actually having to talk about the fact that we've got an oppressive tyranny, not a constitutional republic anymore, as evidenced by the fact that you have to ask permission to wipe your nose now, basically, if it's not an approved tissue by the FDA. What does that say? It says it is time for nonviolent, peaceful resistance, and that is doing that which is right and true. By our very birthright, whether we acknowledge the Constitution or not, we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among those are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is meaning property. Property meaning your body. And if you don't own your body and you can't control what goes into it, then you're not free. Then the basis for the United States of America no longer exists. And as I said, the concern I have, and Mike Adams with naturalnews.com just came out with a brilliant piece on the shooting in Tucson, talking about this crazed individual and how they're going to smear or attempt to smear, how they're already attempting to smear the Tea Party and all groups that talk about limited government constitution and try to say we're all just one trigger hair away from violent revolution. And I don't believe that's the case, but I believe that it is the seeming underbelly of what happens to humanity when it is oppressed by government. Could even be by religion, quite honestly, as we see throughout history, when the church and the government were one and the same. And we fight for, let's say they talk about separation of church and state. I'm looking at separation of medicine and state because they've screwed it up royally. If you want to restore integrity, listen to me. Any of you leftists out there that still listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because you can't not listen to it, I know. If you still believe that Pelosi care, Obamacare, and Reid care is the answer, and that freedom is what did us in, that's why we're in trouble, you are deluded. You are on medicines that you should not be taking, probably because they're approved by the FDA. And for any Republicans who think that the system as it stood before Obamacare was good, you are also on medicines approved by the FDA. You should not be on them. And you look to restore true liberty, true freedom, that means there is a free market of ideas and innovation for all forms of healing. Vitamin C therapy instead of chemotherapy. Whole food nutrients that you can plant in your garden and come up in the food that you could eat without fear of the jackbooted thugs of FDA coming down and clamping down on your freedom, for instance, to drink or share or even sell raw milk. For those that want to indulge in food that is whole and pure as it has been before the advent of a man's arrogance and ignorance that he could screw it up, thinking that he could make it better by genetically modifying it, by adding the synthetic chemicals of Monsanto, for instance, and all the while destroying our liver, basic integrity of digestion, thereby relinquishing or, let's say, relegating man to be subservient to those who would want to rule over us. And that has been true throughout history. It's not different today because we have a United States of America. If we're going to continue to have one that loves liberty, it's going to be because you have decided to get healthy. Civil, nonviolent disobedience. Come join me at the 10th Amendment Center Nullify Now Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. January 29th, we got a lot of rocking and rolling and helping and healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. Check us out at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for the alerts because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.